by once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
In keeping with the COVID-19 guidelines, please social distance yourself 6 feet from your radio speaker.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there. Grab your stretchy pants, which I have on right now, pop an antacid, which I did this morning, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
And this segment is New Burgers on the Block.
You'll get it. Just wait a minute.
It'll all come clear.
Exactly. Some people have a green thumb. Jim and I, we have the black thumb of death.
Boy, do we ever. Oh, man.
Every spring we go to our local nursery, buy some perennial plants, and by the end of summer, they commit suicide.
Seriously, they
honestly
do. I mean, we can coddle these plants, do everything to them. By the end of summer, gone.
Like right now, my sweet alyssum didn't do anything all summer. Maybe a little flower here and there. Now they're blooming. Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. I mean, daylilies. We got one stinking daylily flower.
Right now.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
I know. Our landscaping is what our neighbors point to and use as a bad example.
Yes.
This year, our lawn caught a bad case of fungus.
I think it was the COVID that they caught.
I think so, too.
The lawn version of it. I think so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a fungus.
It is.
Along with that, some cute striped little critters, a.k.a. Chip and Dale, set up camp under the sidewalk leading up to our house.
I saw one of the little critters, too. He was the size of a small house cat.
I know, you told me.
He was huge.
We had some big holes.
Yes, we did.
Thankfully, they are not a problem now since the snakes took over their residence. Unbelievable. Our friend came over to have a cigar with us, and he said, I just saw a snake on your sidewalk going up to your house. And I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? From chipmunks to snakes? Oh, my gosh. But what can I say? We decided to go to Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Elgin to get some heavy-duty chemicals. He didn't want to use dynamite, so he had to get chemicals instead. Hopefully, these chemicals will solve our outdoor problems by turning our lawn into a toxic dump, which will cure the fungus and drive the snakes away.
You know, at this point, whatever it takes, I'm wanting to get rid of them, whatever it takes.
You're going to be like Chevy Chase?
I am. I'm getting like Chevy Chase.
Caddyshack, yeah, those guys? Oh, my gosh. Where's St. Patrick when you need him?
Yeah, he drove the snakes out of Ireland. Why can't he get them off my
out of Huntley?
Yeah.
I know. As long as we were there, we traveled a little further to try the new Wahlburgers in St. Charles.
That's where this theme song comes from, Step by Step. Now you get it, people.
New kid on the block, yeah, Donnie Wahlberger, Wahlberg in Wahlburgers.
Get it.
Restaurant. Yep.
We're so clever, aren't we?
We get there. Mm.
On this Friday afternoon, we were pleasantly surprised that we only had about a 10-minute wait for our table.
I know, because the last time we tried it, it was on a weekday early. I think it was a Monday.
I think so, too.
We figured Monday it wouldn't be real busy. So we, jumped in our car and went on a Monday, and it was a line around the building.
Yeah, every time we've drove past that place previously, there was a line around it. So I think we just hit it,
at the right time and the right day.
To their credit, they complied to the absolute letter of the COVID-19 law. Their plastic shields between the booths, the use of masks was strictly enforced, and they did a thorough sanitation of the tables after each guest.
They did.
I mean, they really were conscious about that. when you're eating, you know, you can't wear a mask, of course. So remember, they brought us our entrees, and she was like farther away from us. So they're really conscious of
that. Yeah, they were handing
that.
It, stretching out and handing it to us. And we had to grab the plate
so
because we
conscious.
Didn't have our mask on at that time. But they ask you to use that mask even when you're ordering your meal and stuff with the waitress. If the waitress is there, they really want you to have your mask on.
Can you cut a little hole around your mouth?
It wouldn't work then, the mask.
Okay.
What a moron. Honest
just,
to God.
You know, I'm always thinking.
Yeah, but...
Always thinking.
When you walk in, to the left is a small gift shop followed by a huge dining area on the right.
Got to have the gift shop.
Of course you do. Booths are located in the front of the restaurant. In the rear of the restaurant are tables and chairs, high-top tables with director chairs, and a decent-sized bar. They also have outdoor seating available. To show you how old and out of touch we are, we only knew Donnie Wahlberg from the TV show Blue Bloods. We were clueless to the fact that he was in the boy band New Kids on the Block until we saw the gold records hanging on the wall, and I also saw in the director's chair New Kids on the Block. I only know him from Blue Bloods.
I know. We really are out of touch. We're old.
Speak for yourself. We really should get out more, don't you think, my love?
You know, we're trying to get out more, but we can't.
Of course not, because of the stupid COVID.
Because of the fungus that's on our lawn.
No.
On to the good stuff. We started off with an appetizer of cheese and bacon tots for $5.95. let me continue before.
Okay.
Don't give it away.
All right.
This was crispy tots, Paul's signature wall sauce, pickled red onions, bacon, spicy cheese sauce, and Parmesan cheese. If this appetizer was any indication of what was to follow, we were in for a real treat. Oh, my goodness. These tots were crispy on the outside, tender on the inside, and the cheese sauce had a slight kick to it.
Yeah, it wasn't spicy.
It was just a little,
because you don't like real a lot of spice, you know, because you sweat and you get the sweat head going.
Uh-huh. Then when you get to the bottom of the tray that it was in, we found these pickled red onions.
Oh.
And they really went well with this dish because the acid from the pickled red onions cut the heaviness of the cheese sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Did someone cut the cheese? I don't have, where's my rim shot? Okay.
It made an awesome appetizer, didn't it?
Oh, you have to try this. Seriously. I mean, this is incredibly good.
Tasty, tasty, tasty. Oh. My mouth is starting to water.
And people could say, well, what's the big deal? It's a tater tot.
I know.
Cheese on.
Exactly.
But something about it, they hit a spot on the money, really.
I really think it was the red onion, the pickled red onion.
And they were cooked perfectly, too. You know, the tater tots.
Oh. And you don't like potatoes. I thought, well, we're going to get potatoes with our hamburgers, so why get tater tots? But you wanted to have it, so I said, okay, whatever.
Well,
and I wasn't freaking on having potatoes twice. And then all of a sudden when we got them, it was like, oh, my God, good thing we didn't pass those up.
Well, one thing he shouldn't do, he shouldn't put the caloric content of that on the menu.
Oh, that's right.
1,150 calories.
It was a little, I mean, it wasn't a lot.
No, it wasn't a lot. It was,
you know,
like the size of a small order of fries, I think. Or bigger than that.
Oh, God, yes.
But it was worth every calorie. Trust me.
For once. And then don't have them ever again because they're...
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm going... I can make a meal out of those.
Oh, God. Me too.
Oh, I need a cigarette. That's good. Let's continue.
Jim wanted to try the barbecue bacon burger for $11.95. This was a third-pound burger, white cheddar, bacon, fresh jalapenos, barbecue sauce, and avocado spread. All burgers come with your choice of French fries, onion rings, or tater tots. He upgraded for $1 and substituted bacon, mac, and cheese for his side. This was a tasty burger with a twist, and the avocado spread brought everything together on the burger.
I'm surprised because I'm not a real big fan of avocados.
I know.
And this was good. The jalapenos and the avocados, they went well together.
Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to start speaking English so people understand.
I am. Avocado. Nancy tried the Hour Burger for $10.95. This was a third-pound burger, government cheese, lettuce, tomato, onions, pickles, and Paul's signature wall sauce. Nancy asked for grilled onions on her burger for a dollar upcharge. She had to add this since she smelled the onions being grilled while we were outside waiting for our table.
Oh, you know how grilled onions are grilling and you could smell them? And then my mouth is watering because I'm like, I told him before we even walked in, when I started to smell them, he says, I got to have grilled onions on my hamburger no matter what hamburger I get because it's got to satisfy me. My mouth was watering out there.
I mean, you're out there smelling it. How can you not order it?
Exactly.
Really? Wow. She chose the onion rings as her side and went bonkers when she saw the onion rings were actually thin, crispy onion strings.
Yeah, so I didn't have to have potatoes again since they let you have onion rings.
The burger was seasoned to perfection and oh so delicious.
It was. Mm-hmm. But my onion strings were yummy, yummy in the tummy.
I'm still going crazy over those tots.
Oh, those tots were awesome. Mm-hmm. To sum it up, the menu is small. But the restaurant is worth the wait to get in. Service was excellent with food to match.
The price to see the new kid on the block was $39.34. Donnie not being there this day, disappointing.
Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger. No, no price.
My love, yes. What is your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked. If I had only one food to live on for the rest of my life, it would be those spicy cheese and bacon tots. They were incredible. Oh, just talking about it now, we got to go.
My mouth is watering. Stop it.
I know, we got to go. And what's your take, Toots?
Well, you don't like potatoes.
Not normally.
But these tots won you over.
Mm-hmm.
I see why, because I love them, too. They were awesome.
They were.
Even my little onion strings were tasty. A burger's a burger. I mean, I just get a regular burger.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. But, those tots.
Anyway, give them the particulars, Poopsie.
Wahlburgers, 825 South Randall Road in St. Charles, 60174. The phone number is 331-235-5200. The website is www.wahlburgers.com. The directions, you take Route 47 South to I-90 East to Randall Road exit, south to Route 38 to the restaurant. Estimated travel time, 34 minutes. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP.
Where we always put you last.
You're not nice. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you.
I don't know, maybe it's just me, but Mr. McFeely always creeped me out a little bit. I don't know why, but he just did. Anyway, I digress. We did get a letter.
We did.
And it's from Daria. She is our Ace Whizbang intern over here at the Mighty 101. Mm-hmm. And she told us about Slice Pizza in Wakanda, S-L-Y-C-E. And we're going to try that out.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Daria, for that. As always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
She's the the woman of the year, independent, a career. There's not a thing that she couldn't do. Oh, she's alert, she's aware, she's got legs like a stair, and a 157 IQ. She has several PhDs, speaks fluent Japanese, and the shoes will always match with her purse. Whatever street she's walking down, everybody turns around and says, "Hello, nurse."
And slinking into our studio in her little nurse's outfit is our own nurse, Nancy. But today we have something different. She's actually pushing in a little couch. So she is a psychiatrist today.
Ooh.
So I'm going to lay down on a couch and tell her all my weird problems. But that's for a different show at a different time.
Yeah.
But today, psychiatrist Nancy, Sigmund Nancy, if you will, getting her notepad ready, and here we go.
Today we will be discussing food phobias. Excuse my pronunciation on some of these phobias. Fear of mispronouncing phobias is one of my phobias.
That's a bad phobia.
It is a bad
phobia.
But
you never mispronounce anything.
I never do. I say every letter in the word, whether they sound right or not. I do get every letter in.
Yes, you do.
The first one is tripop. Phobia.
Perfect.
That is the fear of circular food items like peas, bubbles in your coffee.
Somebody's afraid of bubbles in their coffee.
Must be. And meatballs, to name a few.
These are real phobias, right?
These are real phobias. We did get these off the internet.
Oh, so then it's got to be true.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So if somebody's afraid of meatballs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe because they'll roll around on his plate. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, the next one is turophobia. This is a fear of cheese. If you're a Wisconsinite, a true cheesehead, this has got to be bad for you. These people feel anxious when consuming cheese, thinking it may have gone bad. Isn't cheese mold?
Well, you know, that's a very good point. How can you tell when cheese goes bad other than it's blue and fuzzy?
And then you just scrape that off and start eating the cheese.
I mean, you can't tell by the smell, that's for sure.
Well, on those stinky ones like, not Gorgonzola, blue cheese. I think even Gorgonzola has a smell. Hmm. You know, the heavy-duty, the soft cheeses.
Stinky feet cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Next is a real tongue twister. Oh, here we go. Brum-o-tact-il-til-o-phobia.
Perfect.
I can't say it all together because brum-o-tact-il-o-phobia is a fear of multiple things on your plate touching each other.
Uh-oh.
I have a friend that's like that. She has, as soon as she gets her food at the restaurant, she separates them real fast. She doesn't
really
want her food touching other food. Mm-hmm. And you think I'm monk?
But it touches in her stomach.
Doesn't matter.
Huh.
It's bizarre, but she does.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And wow. She's not a weirdo. That's the only thing she's got is that phobia. I don't know. And you complain about me being monkish.
No, not at all, dear.
I don't do things like that.
No, that you don't do.
Exactly.
No, it's one you don't have.
All right. Another one is lachenophobia.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Sure, perfect.
Okay. This is a fear of vegetables.
That's what I have. I knew there was a reason.
That's why on an antipasto salad, you eat the pepperoni, the cheeses, the peppers, but you leave all the lettuce for me.
See, this is what I was trying to say. It's not my fault. I have a disease.
Yeah, you do.
It's a fear of vegetables. Uh-huh.
Well, they fear swallowing some bug along with the vegetables.
Exactly.
You don't fear bugs.
I do.
You eat so much different stuff. I would vomit if I had to eat it.
No, that's my, I have a disease. I'm ill.
Oh, we know you're ill. And Nurse Nancy will take care of you next week when you're on the couch.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Here's another one. Thermophobia is a fear of eating anything hot, temperature-wise, not spicy.
Oh, yeah. Thermophobia.
Why would you? I mean, heat?
Well, okay. No. I mean, I could see if you have a piece of pizza with a hot cheese on top.
You burn.
Burn the roof of your mouth. So, see?
And your lips. If it hangs over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
I had a little blister one time on my, like going on my chin and on my lip because of it.
Must have been a nightmare.
It was.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Another is frigophobia.
That's fun to say, frigophobia.
Exactly. This is a fear of eating cold stuff. Why? The dreaded brain freeze.
Exactly. See, I knew there was something. Brain freezes are horrible.
I never get them.
No,
I always make sure my tongue is on my roof of my mouth as soon as I'm eating cold stuff.
I tried that. It doesn't work.
Works for me. You must not have a good brain.
I didn't go there.
You must not have a good brain, I said.
You beat me to it.
Eat your heart out, my love. All right, moron.
What?
Is there another one that you wanted to add?
Yes, I did. Yes. Now, this is probably the worst phobia of them all.
Okay, you tell me what you made up.
No, this is a true phobia.
Oh, sure. You always say, if you can't find something, make it up.
It's called Cacus fructosophobia.
And what is that, my love?
It's Cacus fructosophobia.
Okay, what is it?
That is the fear of the dreaded fruitcake on Christmas.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, that would send people cowering in a corner in a fetal position.
And my son and I, we look for it every year at Cracker Barrel. They always sell it.
So you're the two people in the world who like...
And my daughter, too. She loves it.
I like fruitcake.
Yep. We all three like it in the family. You just don't. You're a weirdo.
Oh.
Once a year, you got to have a slice of the fruitcake. I bring it down to Florida. I leave it with them, and I walk away. But I got to have my one slice of fruitcake.
I wonder if the grandkids are going to like fruitcake.
I don't know. It's sweet enough. They should.
Yeah, they probably should.
I have one that I'm going to make up.
These are not made up, people. These are true.
They are true, except for your fruitcake one.
Cake is fruitophobia.
And this is another one. Pumpkiness spices phobia.
Ooh.
You know what that is?
I'm afraid to ask.
Because every fall, I hate it. Everybody makes things out of pumpkin.
No, that's true. I hate that, too. I mean, really.
Pumpkin. It's like, why? I just saw this morning pumpkin chocolate chip cookies.
Oh,
who would eat pumpkin chocolate chip cookies?
Pumpkin Oreos they make. Come on. Seriously.
I mean, I don't like pumpkin, but I love pumpkin seeds.
Well, it doesn't taste like a pumpkin.
I don't know, because I just don't want to eat stringy pumpkin.
That's got to be a real one, because every fall they pumpkin spice, pumpkin flavor, everything.
Coffee,
spam, pumpkin spam. You
know. They got everything with pumpkin, bread, pumpkin pie. Give me a break. That's all I see in fall. So I'm sorry. There should be a phobia with pumpkin, and it should be called pumpkinophobia.
Exactly.
That was a mouthful.
Thank you, Nurse Nancy.
Hello, nurse.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Step by step, ooh baby, gonna get to you, girl. Step by step,